G'day folks. Today I thought I would do a quick review of the iGrill wireless thermometer. Now, I've been after one of these gadgets for a while, but I was lucky enough to get one for Christmas, so I thought we'd have a little bit of a talk about it. Now, those of you that have listened to us for a while might remember a review I did of the Grillrite talking wireless thermometer. This is a little bit different in a couple of respects, which I'll talk about as we go through. But first of all, I guess we should talk about why you might actually want a food thermometer. And the reason is that, you can cook food to time, and we quite often do in a lot of our recipes, we quote cooking times. But if you're cooking a large piece of meat, like your Christmas turkey or something like that, obviously the time varies depending on how dense the piece of meat is. So, I mean, generally people say 40 minutes a kilo or 40 minutes for the first pound and 20 minutes per pound thereafter, or whatever, you know, time method your grandfather taught you. But really, the most accurate way to tell if meat is cooked or not is by measuring the internal temperature. This is particularly important as well if you're smoking, because often the finished temp of smoked meat, because you're cooking it very slowly, you know, it's very easy to cook it undercook it, and you then run the risk of serving people something with salmonella or botulism in it or whatever. So it's definitely worth knowing what the finished temp is of meat, particularly poultry. You've got to be very, very careful with pork and poultry. Beef is a little more forgiving. But it can also be really useful if you're wanting to, you know, the perfect medium rare steak, for instance. And if you know through experimentation that the perfect temp for a medium rare steak, just the way you like it, is 62 degrees, then you can repeat that over and over again, regardless of how thick the piece of meat is. Now, the iGrill itself is essentially a rectangular box, and on the two long sides of the box, there are a couple of 3.5 mil sockets, like your stereo headphones for your iPhone or whatever. They take a thermometer probe each, so it is a dual probe thermometer. Where that becomes fairly useful is if you've got, for instance, two pieces of meat. Obviously, if you're cooking in an oven, the stuff near the top of the oven is going to cook faster than the stuff down near the bottom. In my case, when I'm using my smoker, if I've got two chickens, one close to the top and one down near the bottom of the oven, I can monitor the temperature of those individually because they are going to cook at different rates. So the fact that it is dual probe is quite handy. It's also really good because you can use one probe to measure the ambient temperature of the oven or the barbecue or whatever it is that you're cooking in. So, for instance, I might be looking for a finish temp of 77 degrees for the piece of meat, that's the internal temperature, but I want to hold the smoker at an ambient temperature of, say, 110 for the whole cooking process, so I can go and adjust that if it's getting a little bit too hot. Where this thermometer differs significantly from a device such as the Grillrite is that this actually pairs via Bluetooth to your iDevice, which makes it a lot more accessible, and it means you're not carrying an extra device around with you. The app itself is available from the App Store, and it, as far as I can tell so far, is fully accessible. So let's just take a quick look at that.
Page 3 of 4, iGrill. Double tap to open. iGrill. Probe 1, current temperature 49 degrees.
So what I've done here, I've got the iGrill unit powered on, and I've paired it to the iPhone. It pairs similarly to any other Bluetooth device. You don't really need to fiddle around with it. There's no passcode or anything. You just go into your Bluetooth, let it search for the device, and it will show up. You just tap connect, wait a couple of seconds, and away you go. So I've got one probe connected. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it should be in probe one, all going well. Now, the probes themselves are just a long, thin piece of metal with a piece of heatproof wire coming out the top of them. The idea being you stick the probe into the piece of meat and you then close the oven door, and the wire runs out the oven door and over to the sender unit and you put that obviously somewhere cool where it's not going to melt. So anyway, let's take a look at the app.
Set temperature alarm. Probe 1. Current temperature 49 degrees.
So it's saying that there is a probe connected to probe 1 and it is currently at 49 degrees. Don't know where it's getting that from, because there's no, I haven't got any meat or anything. It's just sitting here on the desk. I know it's warm in here, but I don't quite think it's 49 degrees. Now, you can rename these probes. So if you want something more meaningful than probe 1 and probe 2, for instance, you might have it set up so that you call one top shelf and the other one bottom shelf or something like that if you're using it in an oven.
Set temperature alarm.
Set temperature button. Alarm. This is the bit that you'll normally use. So if we go into here.
Choose preset. Cancel. Button.
Now, it's got a number of handy presets, but you can also make your own, which I will be doing when I'm using this for smoking. But let's just have a little bit of a flick through.
Choose preset. Add preset. None. Button. My presets. Heading. Beef. Heading. Rare. 49 degrees.
So that's saying that a rare piece of beef, your internal temperature, finishing temperature should be 49 degrees Celsius.
Rare. 49 degrees. Medium rare. 54 degrees.
Medium rare should be 54 degrees.
Medium rare. 54 degrees. Medium, 60 degrees.
Medium is 60 degrees. So let's say we want a medium piece of beef. We would just simply tap on that.
Probe 1, current temperature 49 degrees. Peak alarm 60 degrees. Beef medium.
So you can see that it's set to beef medium. You can see that the current temp, as far as it knows, is 49 degrees. As I said, I've no idea where it's getting that from. And that we're aiming for a target temperature of 60. So as the temperature climbs, you'll be able to see what's happening, and you can check on that at any time during the cooking process. What it will then do, once it's a couple of degrees off, I think 3 degrees off the finish temp, it will send you or give you a message to say that your food is nearly ready. And then once it actually reaches the target temperature, both the iGrill unit itself and your phone or iPad or whatever will beep at you to let you know. There's a couple of other things in the app that are quite useful.
Tools,
under
button.
Tools.
Select. Timer, button.
There are.
Graph, button.
6 timers that you can set. So, for instance, if you need to baste a piece of meat every half an hour or something like that, you can set, you know, 6 different timers for during the cooking process.
Store, button.
There
Settings,
is a
button.
Store from within the app where you can purchase some accessories, like an ambient temperature probe and a few sort of little barbecue accessories and things like that. Not something you're likely to use very often. And there is a settings function in here where you
settings,
can
button, select,
go in temperature and set units. A number of different things, like your temperature units, whether you like Fahrenheit or Celsius, depending on where in the world you are.
Degrees Celsius. Battery status, 3 of 4 bars remaining.
Battery status, that's telling me the battery status of the iGrill unit itself. It takes 4 AA batteries.
Temperature alarm beeps.
Now you can set the different types of temperature alarms. I've got it set on beeps at the moment, but if we take
ding.
A quick look,
temperature
in there,
alarm back. Temperature alarm presets beeps. Ding. Ring. School bell. School sizzle. Sizzle.
And so it goes on. I just like the plain beeps because I'm kind of boring
beeps.
Like that.
Beeps.
Plus, I reckon that's a bit hard to miss. So that's basically the app.
Back.
So
back
most
button.
Of the time you would
cooking
be
button.
In the cooking tab.
Select.
And
probe 1, current temperature 47 degrees, peak alarm 60 degrees, beef medium.
And that's, we're back to that screen that shows you current temperature.
Beef medium, rename button.
The rename button is where you rename the different probes. As I say, you can change it from probe 1 to, you know, bottom shelf and top
Twitter,
shelf or something
button.
Like that.
Facebook.
And
button.
It's got a whole lot of social media stuff. You know, if you're the sort of person that likes to Facebook the fact that you've just cooked something and measured it with an iGrill. Don't quite know why you'd want to bother, but, you know, greater minds than mine obviously come up with these ideas. So that's it. The iGrill wireless thermometer from iDevices LLC. You can buy these through the Apple Store. You can also get them through a number of barbecue shops and that sort of thing. They're around about $100 Australian, I think, $100 to $120, depending on which kit you get and what probes you get with it. But very, very useful, as I said, if you're wanting to really accurately measure your meat, if you're wanting to have a go at smoking. And I originally came across these through somebody on Audioboo, Audioboo named Kayaker, who also uses an iGrill with his smoker. So that's where I sort of got the idea from. But I do like to use it as well if I'm doing, you know, pork roast in the barbecue. And I did actually use it the other night to cook the Christmas turkey, really just as a practice run to see how it would go. And yeah, it did turn out the perfect turkey. It was nice and moist and was a lot easier than just trying to guess. The beauty of it being Bluetooth as well, of course, is you can walk away from it with your phone in your pocket and know that it will beep at you or sizzle at you or whatever when your meat is done. So there you go, folks. If you have any questions, feel free to get in touch, either Damien_McMorrow on Audioboo, or you can email me demo@the-phoenix.net. Bye for now.